请我们低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray together.
我们的主，我们的神，我们感谢，我们赞美你。再一次接着约翰三章十六节，主啊，你提醒我们每一个人，你的爱是主动的爱，你的爱也是行动的爱。主啊，让我们今天不单单用信心来接纳，来进入，来享受你的爱。主啊，更使我们今天在座已经蒙恩的人，用爱来响应你的爱。主啊，巴不得爱成为我们所歌颂所宣讲的信息。不但如此，主啊，我们也求你把这个爱成为我们每一个蒙恩的人生活的形态，也成为我们每一个人日常生活的方式。主啊，不但我们求你让人在我们的身上听见你的爱，我们求你让人在我们身上也能够看见体会这个爱的实际。主啊，但愿我们在你面前每一个人，主啊，不单单把爱挂在我们的口上，让这个爱能够化在我们生命的里头。主啊，今天早上我们再一次本着你的爱来到你施恩宝座的面前，我们相信你已经悦纳我们，我们相信你已经接纳我们。但愿我们因着你的接纳，我们在你面前重新得力。主啊，奔跑前面的道路，直到见主你自己的面。把以下的时间恭敬仰望交托在主你手中，照着你的应许与我们每一个人同在。祷告奉主耶稣基督得胜的名，阿们。在过去连着几次，我们从启示录第二章第三章查一个专题。
I've shared a special topic with you consecutively for several weeks, taking the material from Revelation chapter 2 and 3.
主耶稣要这个使徒约翰替他执笔写信给当时小亚细亚期间的教会。
Jesus wanted the apostles John to write letters to seven churches in Asia Minor.
当时这小亚细亚七个教会，也就是现在在这个土耳其那个地方七个不同的地方的教会。
These seven churches were scattered around what is Turkey now.
这七封信我们可以看到主对当时教会的心意和盼望。
We can know the aspiration and hope of our Lord and these seven churches from the letters.
不少的圣经学者同意这七个教会代表从第一世纪一直到今天七个教会不同的时代。
Some Bible scholars advocate that these seven churches represented the churches of the different periods from the Apostles' Church until now.
所以我们可以从启示录第二章第三章这七封信看见历史的发展里面神怎么样在教会的当中向教会所有的盼望。
So that in the chapter 2 and 3 of Revelation we can see from the progression of history how God deal with his churches.
我们看见许多的见解，我们看见许多的榜样。
We know many warnings and examples.
七个教会七封书信都不一样。
The seven letters to the seven churches were all different.
主耶稣对这七个教会的使者的自称也不同。
The self-address of Jesus Christ when he wrote to these seven churches were quite different.
对这七个教会所写的书信的内容也因不同的教会而不同。
And the content of these seven letters varies from church to church.
有的教会有称赞的话，
Some there's word of compliments.
有的教会有责备的话，
Some there are word of rebuke.
有的教会两样都有，
Some there's both rebuke and commentation.
有的教会单单只有称许的话。
Some there's just commentation without rebuke.
我们现在所查考的士美拿教会和将来要查考的腓拉铁腓这两个教会，在耶稣基督的书信里面没有责备他们的话。
And the two churches, Smyrna and Philadelphia, that we're going to cover, there's no word of rebuke, but just commentation.
一直到现在，我们已经查完了这个以弗所教会的情形，现在我们要进入士美拿教会。
After we finish exploring the content of the letters to the church of Ephesus, we're going to enter into the church of Smyrna.
主对这两个教会的要求不一样。
The expectations of our Lord to these two churches were quite different.
对以弗所的教会，主要求他们能够得回那个起初纯朴的爱。
To the church of Ephesus, the Lord asked them to return to the first love that they have lost.
保罗告诉我们说，基督与教会的关系好像夫妇的关系一样。
Paul told the church that the relationship between Christ and the church is like between husband and wife.
我们不管结婚多久的夫妇，我们一直对对方所要求的就是一个很单纯的对方的接纳，单纯的对方的爱。
No matter how long have you married, what you require of the other party is a kind of single-minded acceptance and love.
这个教会和基督的关系在士美拿当中给我们看见耶稣基督对教会的要求是要他有忠心。
The requirements of our Lord is expressed in this letter to Smyrna is that faithfulness.
主对不同的需要。
Our Lord requires different things in different churches.
我在准备的时候我跟主说主啊你对我们这个教会到底有什么样的需要呢
And in my preparation of this sermon, I asked my Lord, what is your requirement to this church?
你在我们的教会到底什么样的事情能够真正满足你的心呢
What kind of things in this church will really satisfy you?
是热心吗
Is it enthusiasm?
是爱心吗
Is it love?
是信心吗
Is it faithfulness?
是忠心吗
Is it faithfulness?
是同心吗
Is it unity?
到底今天在主的面前我们在他面前的这一个需要他对我们的需要到底是什么
In front of Lord, what is exactly that the Lord is requiring of us?
也许刚才所提的每一方面都是主对我们的需要
Maybe every aspect that I've mentioned, it is all that our Lord required of us.
也许主今天在不同的信徒的身上不同程度的信仰的基督徒身上有不同的要求不同的需要
Maybe our Lord required different things from different person of us according to our different levels.
所以我只有在主的面前说主啊但愿你的灵自己在这里动工看见我们不同的需要在我们的身上得着不同的满足
So I ask the Lord to really according to our needs to ask different things from different of us.
上次我跟弟兄姊妹一起看了第二章第八节
Last time I explored with you the 8th verse of the chapter 2.
看见主耶稣对士美拿受苦的教会他自己如何称呼他自己。
We explore how Jesus Christ addressed himself to the suffering church of Smyrna.
当我分享完那一篇信息之后
As I finished sharing that message,
整个礼拜这一节圣经一直在我的头脑里面打转。
Within the whole week, this particular verse always circling in my mind.
不管谁打电话给我不管谁跟我单独交通不管我去参加什么聚会这一节的圣经在我里面非常强烈的浮现在我的脑海之中
No matter when someone is calling me No matter when I was talking to someone No matter whether I'm joining some service This verse always appears in my mind
感谢主他是那首先的是那幕后的
Praise the Lord He is the first and the last
所有的一些的受苦
All sufferings
所有一些人的恩怨
All hatred or love,
所有我们人生所遇到的一些难处
all difficulties that we encounter in life,
弟兄姊妹让我们记得那不是首先那不是末后
let us remember that it is not the first and the last that we have experienced
这些都是过程
it is only a process
我们知道最后的那个结局是掌握在我们的主的手中
we know that the ultimate consequence lies in the hand of our Lord
每一次的战役固然我们不一定得胜
We may not win in every skirmish,
但是我们知道最后的胜利是操纵在我们主耶稣基督的手中。
But we know that the ultimate victory lies in our Lord's.
上次我提到这样一个比方，六月六日断肠时，当这些联军在登陆诺曼底的时候。
Last time I talked about the D-Day, when the Allies landed in Normandy.
有多少的人在那一个诺曼底的沙滩把他们的生命捐这个牺牲在那里
？Many gave up their lives in that battle.
失败了吗
Are they losers?
他们那次的打仗是不是完全的算是一个惨败呢
Is it a failure that they've encountered Normandy?
我们看整段的历史我们知道不是的
If we look at the whole picture, we'll say that is no
今天的问题就是我们太容易以片段来决定价值
The problem today is we look at a small segment and then from that small segment, ascertain the value
我们不能从整段来衡量它的价值
We're unable to ascertain value from the whole picture
我们今天不能单单看片段来决定我们在神面前信心的那个价值
We cannot ascertain the value before our Lord just from a small picture
感谢主他是那首先的感谢主他是那末后的
Praise the Lord, He is the first Praise the Lord, He is the last
感谢主他是那个死过又活的主
Praise the Lord, He is one who died and then resurrected from the death again
死不能拘禁他
Death cannot conquer Him
死不能限制他
Death cannot limit Him
感谢主我们信仰的主我们所爱的这位主是这样一位得胜的主
We praise the Lord thatThe Lord that we love and we obey is one who is victorious.
主对不同的信徒显出他不同的身份。
God revealed different part of himself to different people.
在一个人身上主显明的是他是安慰的这一面。
To some he revealed the comforting part of himself.
主对一些人主的显现是一个鼓励的一面。
To others he disclosed the encouraging part of himself.
主对一些人也许显出是责备公义的那一面。
To some who revealed the righteous and rebuking part of himself.
主显明他自己的身份之后
After Jesus Christ has revealed and disclosed himself,
在第九节, 主给受苦的信徒, 给受苦的教会,
then Jesus Christ gives words of comfort and encouragement to the suffering church of Smyrna.
请我们看第九节,
let's look at verse 9.
主在这里开始说话,
our Lord begins say, his words here.
感谢主,
praise the Lord that He is a speaking Lord.
主不是一个永远沉默的主。
He is not one who is silent.
今天我们在主的面前需要的是他话语的勉励。
We know the admonishment of His words.
他这里说什么话呢?
What did He say here?
他说我知道你的患难、你的贫穷（括弧说你确实富足的），也知道那自称是犹太人所说的毁谤话。其实他们不是犹太人，乃是撒旦议会的人。
I know your afflictions and your poverty, yet you are rich. I know the slander of those who say they are the Jews, and are not, but a synagogue of Satan.
主在这里给当时受苦的门徒有一些什么样的勉励呢?
What kind of admonishment and encouragement did our Lord give to the believers then?
首先他提到说，我知道。
First he said, I know. First he said, I know.
如果今天的基督徒 能够紧紧地抓住神性的三个非常重要的要点，我们一生可以说受用不尽。If
believers today can grasp this noble concept, then our whole life will be benefited.
神是丰富的神。God
is an abundant God.
在哥罗西书里面，保罗形容基督的时候，用多次用丰盛、丰富来形容我们的主。In
the book of Colossians, Paul used many times the abundance to describe our Lord Jesus Christ.
每一个基督徒，不管你对主的认识有多少。
Every Christian, no matter how much you know of a Lord,
真的，你好像在海边用个小杯子舀了一杯水，说我已经领受那么丰富，这个海水的这个丰富。
Maybe you walk along the seashore and then take up some seawater by a cup, and then I have already received the abundance of seawater.
这一小杯的水和汪洋大海里面的水几乎不可以成比例的。
But this top cup of water is so tiny and so minute when compared to the whole oceans of water.
神是丰富的。
God is an abundant God.
在他那么多的丰富里面，我们抓住三个他神性的特点。
In his exceeding abundance, let us grasp three of the most important points.
一个是神的无所不在。
First is the omnipresence of God.
第二是关于神的无所不知。
Second is the omniscience of God.
第三，我们的神是一位无所不能的神。
Third is the omnipotence of God.
若是我们真是认识我们的信仰的对象，是这样一位无所不在、无所不知、无所不能的神，弟兄姊妹，这几句话不单单成为知识，而成为我们经验的时候，我们一生基督徒的见证，完全会两样。
If we truly know the Lord, if we know that He is everywhere, if we know that He is all knowledge, if we know that He can do all things, then we really grasp our faith.
在这里我们提到这三样东西的一样。
Here we emphasize the particular point, the omniscience or the all knowledge of God.
启示录第二章、第三章七封信里面，主耶稣说过十次：“我知道，我知道，我又知道。”
In the second or third and third chapter of Revelation, Jesus Christ mentioned 10 times, "I know, I know, and I know."
每一次想到主知道，我心里面非常的兴奋，我心里面非常的激动。
My heart is greatly stirred and excited when I know that Allah knows.
是在心里面受极大的安慰，主知道一切，我们还有什么可埋怨呢？
I was greatly comforted that since God knows all things, there's no complaint for me.
主知道一切，我们还有什么不满足的呢？
Since God knows all things, there's no dissatisfaction from us.
整本圣经充满许多这样的见证和勉励的话。
The whole Bible is filled and penetrated with this kind of testimonies.
但是特别有一段的圣经，这几天在我里面有非常强烈的一个印象。
But a particular verse creates especially vivid impression in my mind these days.
好吧，我们看一下诗篇56篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 56.
我们看见主怎么样知道我们的软弱。
To see that how God knows our weaknesses and infirmities.
主怎么了解我们心里面的痛苦。
How God understands the afflictions in our hearts.
我没有机会，没有时间解释诗篇56篇。
I'm unable to explain the whole 56th chapter of Psalms unto you.
但是我希望把它读过去。
But I'd like to read this unto you.
如果你看英文圣经，我们不翻译，你就看你手上的英文圣经。
We will not translate the English, but translate the verses into English, but you just read it yourself.
请我们看56篇第一节。
Let's look at the first verse of Psalm 56.
这是大卫他所做的一个祷告。
It's a prayer by David.
他说神啊, 求你怜悯我, 因为人要把我吞了, 终日攻击欺压我, 我的仇敌终日要把我吞了, 因成骄傲攻击我的人甚多, 我惧怕的时候要依靠你, 我依靠神, 我要赞美他的话, 我依靠神, 必不惧怕, 血气之辈能把我怎么样呢? 他们终日颠倒我的话, 他们一切的心思都是要害我, 他们聚集, 埋伏窥探我的脚中, 等候要害我的命。 请你看在这一段圣经里面, 大卫所受的冤屈是何等的深。
Look, what kind of slander, what kind of sufferings that David suffered?
但是我们看第八节。
But look at verse 8.
他怎么说呢?
What did David say?
我几次流离, 你都记述。
Record my lament, list my tears on your scroll. Are they not in your record?
现在我翻译他的，求你把我眼泪装在你的皮带里，这都不记在你的册子上吗？ 在这里我们看见很宝贵的一个给我们的勉励。大卫这里提到有一个皮带是在神的那里，是属于他的，叫做你的皮带。David
talked about a special scroll at our lots here.
你的皮带装什么东西呢？
What did the scroll record?
你的皮带是装我的眼泪。
The scroll of a lot record our tears.
我们从小到今天, 谁没有流过眼泪?
None of us have ever escaped shedding tears from childhood.
我们在过去的经验里面, 什么人没有受过这一种的痛苦和冤屈呢?
Maybe there's no exception to this kind of affliction.
感谢主, 主知道。
But praise the Lord that He knows.
他是无所不知, 他是全知的主。
He knows all things.
在他那里有一个皮带,
There's one scroll at his side.
专门装一样东西。
To record just one thing,
我的眼泪,
to list our tears.
我相信大卫在这里不是真的说在天上真的有每一个人的属于我们的一个皮带。
I don't think David is saying literally that there's a scroll for each one of us to record our tears.
但是在这里给我们看见主他实在非常深切的知道我们每一个人心里面的苦衷。
But here we know that our Lord knows intimately our afflictions.
主知道 给我们带来何等大的鼓励。
What kind of encouragement did it bring to us when we know that God knows?
主在士每拿教会知道什么呢?
What did God know in the church of Smyrna?
在启示录第二章告诉我们说, 第一个他知道, 他说我知道你的患难。
The first thing God knows is the affliction of the church of Smyrna.
在第十节告诉我们说, 这个患难就是他们将来要受的牢狱之灾。
We know from verse 10 that this particular affliction is that they will be put into prison later.
为着信仰的缘故所遇到的患难和逼迫。
It's the persecution and afflictions that they encounter because of the faith.
这两三个礼拜我在预备这篇信息的时候,
In this couple of weeks when I'm preparing for this particular message,
我深深地觉得我心里面有一个弱点。
I deeply experienced a weakness in my heart.
因为我觉得我不会讲这一篇，我也不配。 讲这四节的圣经。
Because I know I don't know and I'm unworthy to preach about this passage.
去年我们在芝加哥一年的时间。
And in my last year in Chicago,
有一位长辈从台湾来看我们。
A certain elderly person came to visit us from Taiwan.
我们就带他到芝加哥很出名的 Moody Memorial Church 去做礼拜。
We brought him to the famous Moody Memorial Church in Chicago.
那天那个讲台所讲的信息就是讲到苦难。
The content of the pulpit on that day is suffering.
那天我听得很过瘾。
I was really helped that day.
我觉得得到很大的帮助。
I was received a lot of help from the message.
当我们出来的时候,
After we went out from the church,
李师母就问这位长辈张明哲先生就问他说, 你觉得今天道怎么样?
Mrs. Lee asked this elderly person, what do you think of this sermon today?
这个张先生说, 不错, 讲得很好。
This Mr. Chang told us it's good, the sermon is very well spoken.
但是接下去他说了一句话,
But then he said one thing.
说可惜深度还不够。
But that is not deep enough.
我马上有一个很强烈的一个感受。
Then we have a very poignant feeling then.
对受苦的信息, 我们所有的反应会有相当大的程度的差别。
That in responding to the to a sermon of suffering, we respond to it quite differently.
越有受苦经验的人, 越能够体会施梅拿这一封书信所有的信息。
The more you have encountered suffering, the more you can experience the message in this letter to the Church of Smyrna.
但是我还是尝试说，希望跟弟兄姊妹一起分享我所有的领受。
But still endeavor to share with you what I know.
当时施美拉教会里面的一些信徒为了信仰的缘故，遇到一些逼迫和苦难。
These brothers and sisters in Smyrna, they because of the faith, they encountered some persecutions and sufferings.
弟兄姊妹在施美拉做基督徒不容易。
Brother and sister, it is hard to be a Christian in Smyrna.
在士美拿做基督徒为什么不容易呢？
Why is it so difficult to be a Christian in Smyrna?
因为士美拿这个城是个很特别的城。
Because Smyrna is a very special city.
除了是 Homer 荷尔玛在那里出生以外，
Besides, it is the birthplace of the Greek poet Homer.
我们知道荷尔玛写了很多很出名的史诗，那么他是在这个士美拿这个地方出生的。
We know that many historical epics were written by Homer. We know that this is the birthing place of the poet Homer.
但是在主前195年的时候，
But in 185 BC,
罗马的女神就叫 Roma 这个女神，她有一个庙就被建立在士美拿这个城。
In that period, the temple of the Roman goddess of the name Roma was erected in that particular city.
在公元前23年，士美拿在当时竞争很激烈，跟十个大城市竞争的结果，他们得到了在士美拿城建一个为当时的国王 Tiberius 建了一个庙，在这个士美拿的地方。
In 23 BC, as a result of the fierce wars among the 10 cities around that area, the result is that A certain temple in honor of the king then was erected in Smyrna.
所以在这个地方有政治有宗教的压力。
So we know that we have pressure of religious pressure and political pressure in that particular city.
在第二、第三世纪，士美拿城的基督徒受了极大的灾害。
And the second and third centuries, the Christians in Smyrna suffered great afflictions.
在第二世纪的时候，士美拿教会的主教 Polycarp 就在那个地方为主做了殉道者。
In the second century, the bishop of Smyrna, Polycarp, was martyred in the city.
Polycarp 是使徒约翰的学生。
Polycarp is a disciple of the Apostle John.
Polycarp 他在离开世界的时候，为主殉道的时候，他86岁。
When Polycarp was martyred, he was 86 years old.
是不是那边有一个耳机把它拔掉，影响很大？那么 Polycarp 他在这个地方，在施美拿这个地方为主做了殉道者。
Polycarp was martyred in Smyrna.
今天我们在座的大多数的基督徒，
Most of us here today,
我们没有在枪口底下做基督徒的经验。
We have never experienced to be a Christian under gunpoint.
但是从圣经的启示，
But from the revelation of the Bible,
我们可以看见一个真实在主面前愿意敬虔度日的基督徒。
We know that one who is willing to faithfully live under our Lord,
为一些属灵的原则，
because of some spiritual principles,
可能都会多多少少受到一些逼迫和痛苦。
Maybe we will more or less suffer from some afflictions.
提摩太后书保罗跟提摩太讲，在三章十二节，他说：“凡是在主里面敬虔度日的，都要受逼迫。”
And 2 Timothy, we know that Paul told Timothy that all who want to live a faithful life will be persecuted.
这段时间我一直在问我自己一个问题。
I kept on asking myself about this particular passage.
我一直问我自己一个问题。
I kept on asking myself this question.
我说为什么我没有很多为信仰受苦的经验？
Why didn't I not experience a lot of sufferings for my faith?
是神特别的恩典吗？
It is a special grace of God?
也许是。
Maybe it is so.
那如果是的话，我就不愿意在恩典的里面放肆，在恩典的里面随便。
If it is so, I don't want to be complacent, within this grace.
那我继续再问，如果不是因为这样的话，那有什么可能性呢？
But if it's not because that I'm under the special grace of God, then why it is so?
我不能不想到，我在主面前说，主啊，也许我今天为主敬虔度日的不够。
I cannot help but question.Am I not faithful in love before the Lord?
弟兄姊妹，这是主的话，凡在主里敬虔度日的都要受逼迫，没有一个例外。
That it is the will of God that all who try to lead a faithful life will be persecuted. There is no exception.
我们为着主的缘故，我们为着属灵的原则，我们到底受了多少在信仰上而有的一些冤屈呢？
Because of a lot, because of spiritual principles, how much sufferings have we encountered?
弟兄姊妹，我诚诚实实地跟弟兄姊妹说，这个问题在我里面带来相当深的搅扰。
I honestly share with you that this stirred a lot of contemplation within me.
但是我相信在我们中间许多的弟兄姊妹为信仰受过一些逼迫的，求主今天早上提醒我们，主知道你的患难。
For some of you who have suffered afflictions for the Lord, I pray that you will know that our Lord knows of all your sufferings.
第二，主说我知道你的贫穷。
Second, our Lord said, I know of your poverty.
也许这个地方主耶稣说的贫穷不是单单指家境原来的贫寒而说的。
The poverty here is not of a natural material poverty.
主耶稣在这里说的贫穷也许不是因为你不懂得经营，不懂得这个管理，然后你带来一种破产，不是只说这种贫穷说的。
And this kind of poverty is not because of mismanagement of your property.
这里的贫穷还是只说因着信仰而受到的一种现象，贫穷的现象。
The poverty is a phenomenon comes by being faithful in your faith.
我花了很多时间看当时士美拿教会的一些参考书。
I spent a lot of time reading about the reference to the Church of Smyrna.
我发现有一些书上这样告诉我们。
Some books told me this.
你在士美拿。
You in Smyrna?
当你公开表示你的信仰。
As you publicly announce your faith.
当你勇敢地站出你的立场。
As you boldly reveal your stand.
可能。
Maybe.
有相当多的人就不愿意跟你做生意。
Many people would not like to do business with you.
因为你是个基督徒。
Because you're a Christian.
他们不到你的商店来问津。
They will not visit your particular business.
因着你的信仰。
Because of your faith.
你就越来越经历物质的贫寒。
That you will keep on experience material poverty.
不是为别的，只是为信仰的缘故。
Not because of other things, just because of your faith.
不是为别的，只是为了你属灵的立场和原则。
Not for other things, but for your stand and the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，有的时候我们不也是这样吗？
Brother and sister, is it true that some of us will experience?
很多时候我们为着信仰的缘故，得着一些损失。
Many times because of our faith, we will encounter some loss.
因着一些信仰的原则的缘故，我们进入一些孤单的。
We enter into some situation of isolation because of our faith.
我想任何人在这种情况之下都会问这样一个问题。
Any man in this kind of situation will ask himself a question.
我这样执着值得吗？
Is it worth it that I do this?
为了信仰的原则，我这样坚持而牺牲家人、牺牲生活，有什么价值？有什么意义呢？
If I persevere for my faith at expense of my parents, at expense of my family, is it worth it?
我想这一点。对我们今天生活在美国的人很难体会各种的滋味。
Maybe it is quite impossible for some of us to live in America to experience the truth in this passage.
今天在美国很少我们听见这样的事情，说为了信仰的缘故，这个人倾家荡产。
Seldom have we heard in America today that this person lost all his fortune because of his faith.
如果有的话
，If it is true，
可能我们反过来说
，Maybe we'll ask him a question.
应该神不祝福他。
That he's not blessed by his God.
为了信仰的缘故，他倾家荡产。
If he lost all his fortune because of his faith,
神的祝福在哪里呢？
Where's the blessing of God? 神
的恩典在哪里呢？
Where's the grace of God?
弟兄姊妹，
brother and sister,
让我们相信一件事情。
Let us believe in one thing.
我们不要单单用我们外面物质的贫富来衡量我们人生的价值。
Let us not solely depend on material prosperity to value the To judge the value of life.
主耶稣说：“我知道你的贫穷。”
Jesus Christ said, "I know of your poverty."
括弧补充说：“你却是富足的。”
But he then further added, "Yet you're rich."
换句话说，
In other words,
耶稣提醒士美拿的教会。
Our Lord reminded the Church of Smyrna.
我知道你的贫穷。
I know of your poverty.
但你知不知道你的富足呢？
But do you know of your richness?
我知道你物质的不够。
I know of your material poverty.
但你知不知道你的人生不是用物质来衡量一切？
But do you know that your life is not measured by material?
原来我再说一遍，物质的贫富不是衡量人生价值的唯一尺度。
That the material prosperity is not the sole measurement of the value of life.
在这里好像给我们看见主耶稣提醒我们，物质的贫穷常常带来灵性的富足。
Here our Lord reminded us that material poverty always often bring along abundance in spiritual matter.
我再说一遍哈， 物质的贫穷好像常常反映出一个人灵性的丰富。
That oftentimes material poverty reflects spiritual abundance.
好，反过来这句话成不成立？
But how about if we invert the sentence? Is it true?
我在说，如果物质的贫穷反映出灵性的富足，反过来讲，这句话成立不成立？
If we invert the sentence.That material poverty reflects spiritual abundance. Is it correct?
换句话说，物质的丰富是不是能够反映出灵性的贫穷？
That is, if we negate the sentence, is material abundance reflecting spiritual poverty?
这个问题很严重。
That is a very serious question.
因为这个问题跟我们中间大部分的人都有关系。
Because that relates to most of us here.
是不是我们今天物质没有经历贫穷，就一定证实我们灵性很贫穷？
Is it true that when we are adequate in physical material matter, then it is a sure sign of our poverty in spiritual matter?
这个答案我不肯定。
I'm not so sure about the answer.
但是弟兄姊妹，当我们读到第七封信的时候
，But as we are reading to the seventh letter,
当我们看到老底嘉教会的时候。
As we investigate the church in Laodicea,
老底嘉教会物质非常丰富，主说你灵性非常贫穷。
The church of Laodicea is rich materially, but they are very poor spiritually.
所以换句话说，这一句话的答案是什么
？So what is the answer to this question?
也许物质富足不见得灵性一定贫穷。
Maybe material prosperity would not necessarily dictate.Spiritual poverty.
但是常常在物质富足的里面，我们会轻视灵性的需要。
Many times, when we are enjoying material prosperity, we'll be tempted to ignore and despise the importance of spiritual matter.
如果今天北美洲的基督徒
，If the Christians in North America today
不是老底嘉教会的话。
Are not the Church of Laodicea?
起码我们有这样的一个危机。
At least we're in danger of it.
神让我们在物质上有许多的享受。
God led us to receive many material enjoyment.
让我们常常警醒在神的面前，不让我们在灵性上成为贫穷的人。
Let us be vigilant before the Lord that we will not be poor spiritually.
这一次师母跟我到台湾到香港。
This time when Mrs. Lee and I visited Hong Kong and Taiwan,
看见许多在第一线作战的一些属灵的同工们。
We see many colleagues who are fighting in the forefront of the battle.
我心里面有很深的感触。
I was greatly touched.
凭什么他们的生活水平跟我那样不同呢？
Why are the standards of living so different from mine?
难道我不应该回来以后再一次检讨，重新安排我的生活形态呢？
Should I re-evaluate and rearrange my life after return back home?
弟兄姊妹，起码我们在这里看见物质和属灵的贫富之间有这样的一个关系。
At least we know of the correlation between material prosperity and spiritual prosperity.
中国人有一句话说：“人穷志不穷。”
There's one proverb in Chinese that although You are poor, but your aspiration is not poor.
所以可见，我们可以做一个很穷的富翁，也可能成为一个很富的穷人。
So you can really be a poor rich man or a rich poor man.
可能我们很富，但是我们很贫穷；可能我们很穷，但是我们很富。
Maybe you're rich yet you're poor. Maybe you're poor yet you're rich.
越讲越糊涂。
Maybe it's confusing. Let's continue this.
但是在属灵的真理里面，这是一种属灵的矛盾。
But it is a part paradox in spiritual matter.
一个基督徒如果不了解这一个真理的话，实在是个很可惜的事情。
If a Christian do not realize this spiritual truth, it is regrettable.
你要活就要死，这是圣经上面的话。
If you want to live, then you will die. This is the word of God.
你如果死，你就活不了。
If
你要做一个怎么样经历死而进入生命的人。
You have to be a one who have to experience death in order to enter life.
你要高，你要降卑。
If you want to be high, then you'll be put in the low position.
就变高。
If you want to humble, if you can humble himself, then you'll be exalted.
又高又低。
That is both high and low.
又贫又富。
Both plan and brought,
又死又活
both death and live,
这个就是又前又后
both forward and backwards,
这是圣经里面一个非常重要的一个属灵的矛盾的一个真理。
These are all different truths in the Bible expressed in paradox.
我不叫做似是而非，我叫做似非而是的一个真理。
It is not something that is specious, but something that is a paradox.
主知道他们的贫穷。
God knows about their poverty.
最后他说，主也知道另外一样事情。
God knows about something else also.
他说，我也知道那自称是犹太人对你们所说的毁谤话。
I know the slander of those who say they're the Jews.
保罗开始出来在外邦人的中间传福音。
After Paul started preaching among the Gentiles,
你知道他的主力是哪里来的呢？
What is the major source of strength?
就是人家攻击他的力量是从哪里来的？
What is the major source of the attack to him?
不是外邦人。
It does not come from the Gentiles.
不是那些不信神的人。
It does not come from the non-believers.
不是不信或者不认识不了解旧约律法的人。
It did not come from the one who do not believe or do not know about the Old Testament law.
他到哪里，犹太人如影随形地跟着保罗。
But whenever he went, he was followed step by step by the Jews.
这些犹太人不知道为什么，就是下定了决心，保罗到哪里，我们要到哪里。
These Jews were determined to follow Paul whenever he went.
他讲什么，我们猜回什么。
Whenever Paul preached, they were contradicted the sermon of Paul.
主说，我知道士美拿你们的教会也有这样同样的难处。
Jesus said that I know the same trouble that you're experiencing in the church of Smyrna.
在土耳其小亚细亚那里有许多的油桥，我们叫华桥，它叫油桥，有许多的油桥在那里要来逼害你们的信仰。
Within the area of Asia Minor Turkey, there were many overseas Jews in that area to persecute the Christians.
他没有说毁谤的话。
They speak words of slander.
什么叫毁谤的话呢？
What is words of slander?
一些捏造的谎言。
Something that are invented.
一些无中生有、莫须有的一些罪名。
Something that are invented from the air that has no substance to substantiate.
主明明地告诉他们说，从外表来看，他们是上帝的选民。
God said, from the external appearance, they seem like the elected of God.
但是这些人被魔鬼所利用。
But they are being manipulated by Satan.
成为逼迫基督徒的一股势力。
They were manipulated by Satan to be a force to attack Christians.
弟兄姊妹，不要以为这些施美拿教会所受的不过是一些牢狱之灾。
Do not think that all that they have suffered is being put into prison.
只是物质的一些贫穷。
Maybe some depravity of material.
他们在心灵里面却接受一个非常深的打击。
They are also under an attack from within.
我们可以忍耐监狱的苦难。
Maybe we can persevere the afflictions in prison.
我们可以为了信仰去挨饿。
Maybe because of our faith, we are bold enough to experience hunger.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们很难忍耐与我们同桌吃饭的人用脚踢我们。
But it is so hard for us to take when someone else sitting at the same table as we are.Kicking us with their feet.
是这些犹太人
It is these Jews
逼迫他们
who are persecuting the Christians.
是这些犹太人说毁谤的话毁谤他们
It was the Jews who spoke words of slanders.
是你的敌人骂你，你一笑置之
If your enemies scold you or rebuke you, maybe you can take it with a laughter.
你的朋友不认你
If you are denied by your friend.
你的朋友出卖你
When you are betrayed by your friend.
弟兄姊妹，主说我知道。
Allah said, He knows.
我知道。
I know.
深渊在我，主必报应。
I'm the one who will avenge and I will make it even in the end.
到第十节，主耶稣再做了一个补充。
In verse 10, Jesus Christ further added.
这个补充很重要。
This addition was very important.
因为单单你看第九节
If you just look at verse 9,
说到主是无所不知的
that our Lord knows all things.
但是问题在哪里呢？
But where's the problem?
主啊，你知道一切。
If he truly knows all things,
那你为什么不行动呢？
Why does he not act?
你如果知道一切，
If he truly knows all things, why didn't he save us from the prison?
主啊，你若是知道,
if he truly knows, why don't you save me from all the material poverty? If you truly knew, why didn't you wipe all my tears away now? Now I'm betrayed by my close friends. Lord, you know, but you are very cruel in your knowledge. You're even worse than lack of knowledge. What's the difference between the knowledge of God and the knowledge of man? There's a basic difference between the knowledge of God and the knowledge of man. When God knows, God can solve your problem. When man knows, he may cry with you together. This kind of comfort and sympathy is pretty good already. But after I've expressed my sympathy, your problem is still here. If your heart is broken, your heart is still broken. If you lose your job, you're lost. If you're sick, you're still sick.
哭完以后,
what's the use of crying with you?
感谢主,
but praise the Lord, God knows and He solved our problem.
但第九节, 主只知道,
but here, our Lord knows, but He didn't do anything.
但是在第十节,
but there is a major addition to verse 10.
主对世面那受苦的信徒,
that our Lord wants to push the Christians in Smyrna into a higher ground from by this verse.
主在这里提到几件事情。
Our Lord mentioned several things in this verse.
第一件事情，他说：“我知道你的仇敌，我再提醒你，你的仇敌不是政府，你的仇敌不是这些人，不是犹太人。”
Our Lord reminded the Christian men again that your enemies were not the government. Your enemies were not people.
第十节，他说：“你将要受的苦，你不用怕，因为魔鬼在那里做工。”
Don't be afraid to face your sufferings because Satan is the one who is behind all these.
你的仇敌不是罗马的政权。
Your enemy is not the government of Rome.
你的仇敌不是自称是犹太人的那一批坏蛋，不是他们。
Your enemy is not the culprit who professed himself to be Jews.
我们的仇敌是魔鬼。
Our real enemy is Satan.
所以主对彼得说：“撒旦退我后边去吧。”他不是只说彼得说的，是只说那个后面操纵一切的这个魔鬼说的。
So when Jesus Christ spoke to Peter, Satan away from me, he was speaking not to Peter himself, but to Satan, who was behind all these.
在去年年底的时候，我跟大家分享一系列的题目，是讲到仇敌的诡计。
By the end of last year, I was sharing with you the trickery of our enemy.
就是特别提到说，我们的敌人，我们的仇人，不是这个人，是那个在背后的那位魔鬼。The
act.
原谅我再重复一遍。
Forgive me of repeating once again.
你的仇敌不是你的妻子，不是你的丈夫。
Your enemy is not your wife nor your husband.
你的仇敌不是你的公公婆婆，你的岳父岳母。
Your enemies are not your in-laws.
你的仇敌不是那个跟你在工作上有激烈竞争的那个同事。
Your enemies are not the one who is competing with you in your career.
你的仇敌不是那个一天到晚在你的后面，在那里控告你，在那里毁谤你的那个人。
Your enemy is not the one who keep on persecuting you and say all kind of bad things behind you.
让我们不要任有为敌。Let
us not to consider our friend as enemies.
让我们不要认父为贼。Let
us not to consider our father as thieves.
魔鬼是我们的仇敌。
Satan is our genuine enemy.
We
have many difficulties in this church.
我告诉你们, 人越多,
let me tell you that when the number of congregation increased, there will be more problems.
牧师跟40几个人周旋比较容易。
It is hard for me to maneuver among 40-something people. It is easy for me to maneuver among 40-something people.
要跟400个人周旋, 这是一个很大的学问。
If I am to maneuver among 400-something people, it is really hard.
你讨40个人喜欢很简单。
It is easy to win the favor of 40-something people.
你讨400个人的喜欢不是一件容易的事情。
It is really hard to win the favor of 400-something people.
感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
渐渐渐我学到一个功课。
Gradually, I'm learning a lesson.
今天实在一个神的仆人不应该在乎到底这四百四千人怎么样对他。
The servant of God should not depend on the reaction and the attitude of his congregation.
因为问题是搞不完的。
Because problems can never be completely solved.
你一天到晚在要讨人的喜欢，得人的好印象，弟兄姊妹，你最后只有失败的一塌糊涂。
If you keep on creating favorable impression among other people, you will fail in the end.
但是我们要认得一件事情，仇敌不是那一个不了解你，对你有成见，一直到现在还在那里不放过你的那一个弟兄，那一个姐妹。
Your real enemy is not one who is prejudiced against you, who still cannot forgive you. It is not that particular brother or sister.
那是背后魔鬼撒旦的工作。
It is the work of Satan behind all these.
主一定要做这样的一个补充。
Our Lord has to give this appendix.
第二个补充是什么呢？
What is the other appendix?
他说要把你们中间几个人下在监里面，叫你们被试探。
The devil will put some of you in prison to test you.
上面给我们一个正确的仇敌观。
It gives us a correct concept of what is our enemies.
这里给我们一个正确的教会观。
Here it also gives us a correct concept of church.
你们只有几个人，几个代表下监狱。
Some of your representatives will be put into prison.
但是你们全体一起受试炼。
But all of you will be afflicted.
不是四面啊，所有教会的弟兄姊妹通通下到监牢里面。
It was not true that all of you will be put in prison.
只有几个人。
There was just some of you will be put in prison.
虽然只有几个人。
But although it's only a few of you who will be put in prison.
但是你们一同在那里受试炼。
But you're all experiencing these trials.
使我们想到保罗说的话。
So that we are reminded of the words of Paul again.
我们知道哥林多教会是一个分门别类的教会。
We know that, the church of Corinth is a divided church.
哥林多教会是一个分党派的教会。
The Corinthian church was one who was separated into different gangs and parties.
一个说我是保罗党的。
Some advocated I'm of Paul.
一个说是彼得派。
Others said I'm of Peter.
有一些人最属灵说我是属基督的。
Some others, the most spiritual one said I was of Christ.
有一些人很潇洒说我是无党无派。
Someone said I belongs to no gangs.
但是他们分门别类。
But they separated themselves into different parties.
保罗在哥林多前书怎么说呢？
What did Paul say in 1 Corinthians?
请注意他说若一个肢体受苦，
Paul said, if one of you suffered,
所有的肢体一同受苦，
then the whole body will suffer.
如果一个肢体得荣耀，
if one member is honored,
所有的肢体就一同快乐，
then the whole body will rejoice.
哥林多前书12章26节。
It is 1 Corinthians 12:36.
在陈中道牧师解释这一段经文的时候，他问了一个很好的问题。
Pastor Chen is expounding on this passage, he asked good questions.
他说，当有弟兄姊妹受患难的时候，
When some brother or sister are undergoing some afflictions,
他说，为什么我们没有同受患难的感觉呢？
We didn't feel the same affliction.
他说也许我们实在缺少对身体的感觉，身体的认识。
Maybe we lack feeling and knowledge to the body.
他说也许，他说的更严重，我们根本不在身体的里面。
Or perhaps we're not even in the body.
弟兄姊妹，求主把这样的感觉给我们这个教会。
I pray that Allah will give this kind of sensitivity to us.
我们不是多管闲事。
We're not being nosy.
让我们用爱来彼此体贴。
Let us try to support one another by love.
如果有一个弟兄软弱，让我们全体好像是我们自己软弱一样。
If one of us is weak, let us feel that we are weak.
最后他说，你要受患难只有十日。
And then he said, you are only experience afflictions for 10 days.
解经家对这个十日有很多不同的解释。
Different people interpreted this passage differently.
有人说十日代表十年。
Someone said 10 days represented 10 years.
所以四面啊，教会要受十年的这个试探。
So that the church of Smyrna would undergo afflictions for 10 years.
有人说十日是代表罗马帝国十个皇帝不同的这个压迫。
Someone said that 10 days represented 10 different kinds of persecutions from 10 emperors in Roman.
我自己的感觉是什么？
My own feeling is this.
时间操纵在主的手中。
That the time is in the hand of our Lord.
主说十日就是十日。
Allah said 10 days will be 10 days.
十日不过是过程，我们的主是首先，是末后的。
10 days only a process. Our Lord is the beginning and the end.
而且他说十日，这个日子一定要过去。
And these 10 days that he prophesies will be finished.
二十多年前大学毕业的时候，我们要去服兵役。
20 something years ago after I graduated from college, I went to serve in the army.
我在小金门待了十个月的时间。
I was in a island for 10 months.
那么十个月的时间从前面看好远，十个月好长的时间，300多天。
Before I fulfilled my duties, the 10 months seemed so long.
当然时间过了以后回过头来看这十个月好像很短。
After the 10 months,Past, as I look back, it is very short.
但是当我刚刚到金门的时候
When I first arrived in that island,
有一样事情维持我过这十个月的时间
That one thing sustained me to spend my 10 months there.
我把300天把它变成300个馒头 300 breads.
I transformed the 300 days to 300 breads.
过一天吃一个馒头
every day I pass is like eating a loaf.
我很高兴，我要吃的馒头越来越少。
I'm so happy that the loaf that is still waiting for me to eat is becoming less and less.
这300多个馒头，总有一天你会吃完。
That one day I'll finish eating all these bread.
主在这里也是这样提醒我们。
In the same way, our Lord reminded us.
我知道。
I know.
好像我没有工作。
Maybe.It seems that I'm silent and I didn't work.
不是我不工作。
It's not true that I didn't care.
时间还没有到。
But the time has not come yet.
但是时间会过去。
But time will come and time will come to pass.
求主今天在士美那教会的这一封信给我们每一个人带来属灵的一个提醒和勉励。
May the letter of Christ to the church of Smyrna bring us reminder and encouragement.
主知道。
Our Lord knows.
他要做工。
That he will work.
等到有一天我们来到主的面前
When one day when we come before our Lord,
所有的眼泪要被擦干
all the tears will be wiped away.
所有的冤屈在神的面前都要变成清白
All the afflictions and slander will be right.
让我们学习士美那教会至死忠心
Let us follow the example of the Church of Smyrna, is to persevere and to be faithful unto death.
做得胜者
To beA victorious one.
我们祷告。
Let's pray together. 、Heavenly Father, I pray that you reveal your glory unto us. You teach us to see your eternal perspective, to see your glorious kingdom.To see the exceeding abundance of your inheritance. To know that we are but passengers, but undergoing a transient passage in this life. Father, teach us to have a right perspective and not be attached to the pursuit of different temporal things to the extent that we are unfruitful.To the extent that we're choked by the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth. To the extent that when persecution comes, that we fall away. Father, we don't want to be the soil of the first three kinds in the parables. Father, teach us to be the fourth kind of soil. That will yield fruits of 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold. Father, I pray that you'll touch your hearts. You teach us to continue to experience your grace and your mercy.That we are bold to stand up for you. We are bold to persevere for you. Thank you, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray. Amen.
Amen. 请各位起立，我们一同唱诗第490首。